Hello everyone, I am Derek Rugsakin, and this is the Southeast by Southwest podcast, a podcast about Asian food, New Mexico, and just about everything in between. So today's guest, I would imagine, does not need introduction for you if you have ever been to Santa Fe, and if you're an Indian food fan, then I would imagine you already know about him and his restaurant. So, Chef Paul Raj Karupasamy and the Paper Dosa are bringing impeccable quality South Indian cuisine to the Santa Fe community. And the work they're doing, if you've ever been there, the flavors are extraordinary and unlike anything else you can get in the city. It's the food is amazing, and they make these massive, paper dosas, per the namesake of the restaurant, that are much larger than any plate could hold, and reach, you know, like the wingspan of a giant bird across a plate. These crispy, dosas, which are like wafer thin. Pancakes, crepes of a type that are made from a fermented sort of lentil dough. And then they're filled with this delicious, rich curry and these bright little chutneys and the sambar, which is a sour, spicy Indian sort of soup that is just amazing. And I can say from personal experience, because my family and I visited South India maybe 12 years ago. And while we were there, we were able to eat, so much of the food. And I can tell you firsthand, Chef Paul's food is spot on. It is exactly the flavor that I remembered. It is just as exhilarating as I remember it. And, you can absolutely get that authentic taste in Santa Fe right now. So, other than encouraging you to rush to the restaurant as quickly as possible, if you have or if you haven't already, I would like to let Chef Paul tell his own story and the story of the restaurant. So, without any further ado, Chef Paul Raj of the Paper Dosa.
It's all about survival. For yes. Me, I am the eldest son, and I want to help my dad. Only my dad brings in income. Mm-hmm. So I see his hard work. Mm-hmm. So I want to go into work fast. If you go through engineering, you have to go 4 years, and then you need experience. So some people said culinary school is good. You can travel around the world. And you can make good money, good exposure. I thought, okay, that sounds good. That's how I gone into that. And then when I was a bartender at a hotel, and then I got selected to Carnival Cruise Lines. So mm-hmm. I came to Carnival Cruise Lines and I worked one contract. And then I had some contact with my friend who worked in Maldives at the same time when I started my first career there. His name is Sendal Kumar. He was a cook there. Mm-hmm. We were good friends, and I came to get contact with him in 2004. Mm-hmm. And he said he's going to work for one restaurant in San Francisco. He's going to open one restaurant. He needs one person to help him out. But at that time, I didn't know about South Indian cooking. Mm. I know continental cooking. I know a little bit of French and here and there. I was not seasoned cook. Mm-hmm. But he said, it's our food. I'll teach you. You can get better with that. And I said, okay. Mm-hmm. I get. And then in this meantime, I have to help my brother who is in London for his studies. I have to send $1,000. Mm. That's the only drive I came to this country. And I came, I should not work in the land of United States. I took the risk just to help my brother And in the ship, I used to get like $750 a month.
Mm.
But I only sent $1,000 to my brother who was studying in London at the time.
Wow.
So I thought I'm going to risk my life, I'm going to help my brother.
Mm-hmm.
And when I came and started to work, like started to learn from him, and they started to pay me $2,200 per month.
Mm.
That's a big amount of money for me.
Yes.
I send $1,000 to my mom and dad, $1,000 to my brother. I will use the $200 for my expenses.
Oh, my.
My previous boss used to pay the rent, so it was fine.
Hmm.
So that's how I came in, and a lot of pride was there, and I want to learn my cooking, like my region's cooking, really, really good from my chef, like my friend, and is a very good chef.
Hmm.
That's how I learned everything from him.
Mm-hmm.
And when I get the opportunity to learn from my friend, he taught me everything, how he makes it.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And I got good at it. And mm-hmm. then 2005, 2008, I am the head chef of the restaurant.
Wow.
I was promoted, and my friend took over the other big restaurant, the same company, and we worked together to get both places to be in a better situation in San Francisco.
Mm.
And he left in 2009, and 2011, I was planning on going to India back for my immigration purpose.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, I got a nice review from Michael Bauer.
Mm.
He's a food critic, and he's one of the best food critic. He can make your business or break your business.
Mm-hmm.
He has yes. that much power on his reviews.
Right.
That is one credit I see. He's given a wonderful review for me.
Mm.
And it came on Chronicle and San Francisco Chronicle,
nice.
Which is a good thing, which I needed.
Yeah.
I dreamt for that, you know, because, and he said this beautiful one sentence, I will remember that until I die. He said, Paul Raj makes excellent sinus clearing curries. And this is one of the best food critic is writing about you.
Yes.
He will be eating at so many places.
Yes.
How does he know that? And I asked that question to him. He didn't answer it.
Mm.
But he's so popular. So, and what I'm seeing is, wow, that's amazing to get that sentence from him.
Yes.
So hard work did pay off.
Mm. So it sounds like you had the flavor inside of you, but you had to learn the technique later in your life of how to prepare the food. Is that right?
Like, I have cooked a little bit before, but I didn't cook that for a lot of people.
I see. Yes.
Like for a restaurant or a hotel or something.
Okay.
So I never got into that situation. So I was not that confident, and I don't know that much.
Yes.
But once after my friend taught me, I got confident. And
I see.
In 2012, we gone to India to get the status, but nearly got typhoid and dengue around December, January 2013. So I want her to go home because I cannot come with her.
Hmm.
So that is a little dramatic. So her mom came to get her all the way from Santa Fe to my town.
Wow.
And she did it for her daughter, and everything made so strong chain.
Yes,
that's how I see it. So I don't need to prove anything to Nelly to show what is India is.
Mm-hmm.
There are some couples, they never going to understand what we have gone through.
Yes.
Because even if I give a lot of money to spend that 1 year, I may not get the same experience like before.
Mm-hmm.
We are broke. We didn't have car. Only we had a motorcycle. We have to go into the pollution.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm okay.
Yes.
But as an American, And it's difficult and different. And we lived in a small village. And so it's a perfect thing for me and my wife to go through that. And then she came back in January 2013, and I got the paperwork from immigration in May 2013. I came back, and we didn't have any money. And by she came back, within 15 days, we found out she's pregnant. She was pregnant. So now we have to plan for the to have a family. How we are going to do? We spend all the money what we saved. It's all gone. And when I came back to this country, I was minus 500. I didn't have any money to start anything. So, but the San Francisco Dosa place offered me job immediately. They want me. Whenever I come back, they want me immediately to join their place because I did really, really good job for them.
Right.
So they taken me to their big restaurant. They can seat 230 people at the same time. It's one of it located in Japantown, and worked out for me. And I do the production. I learn a lot of. I worked with like 6-7 cooks, and I started to learn from all the cooks. And I know I'm going to be that is the best preparation I'm going to get. Then I'm going to move to Santa Fe in January 2013. And then Santa Fe, I came and I did a little bit of catering here and there, a little bit pop-ups here and there. But still, we didn't have any money to start any business or anything. But I always had little belief something will happen. But I don't know how. Something will happen.
Right.
I believe in God. I know God will do something for me. So I thought, you never know. But after that, we joined Mix, like a business, like a, how to say that, thing. They were doing a competition with a business plan competition.
Ah, yes.
We got into that one, and there was a group of people really, really nice to us, like Zane Fisher, Kate Noble, and and they're like a Back Road Pizza, Piper. Everyone was so helpful. They taught me a lot of things. These are all mentors. And then my brother-in-law, Adam, he's one of the best wishers for me, and he's so talented. And he helps me with the business plan competition. And then we won the competition. We got $13,000 from them. And in that meantime, I was trying to look for the place. And, you know, Fire and Hops owner, Joel?
Yes, I do, in fact. Yeah.
I was doing one pitch contest for 500 people in the farmers market area. I don't know the name in a thing. He passed by. And he said, there is one location that might be fit for you. And it passed. And I'm doing the pitch contest for the paper dosa, and I heard this one. And it passed away. It's like angel comes through. Oh, this. And that might be a good fit for you. And he walked. In the 400, 500 people, I cannot find him after that. But I have his number and everything.
Yes.
Next day, I said, where is this located? And I said, he said to me, right next to Maria's, on the right side. So finally find out. And then that landlord said, oh, already somebody signed the lease on this. Okay. And I said to her, okay, that's good. It's a little bit disappointing, but it's fine. If it didn't work out, please let me know. But who signed the lease, they said they want to retire. So they backed off, and then it came to us. That's how we got into the paper dosa a restaurant. But in the meantime, the whole 2014, since to January 2014, I was doing a little bit here and there, like catering, pop-ups, and I think the 32 consecutive pop-ups of Cafe Fina clicked really, really good. Even in the snow, we will do at least 60 people on a Monday evening, 3 hours.
Oh, wow.
And I'll be running out of curries within like 1.5 hours, whatever, how much I make. And people are so supportive. And we used to make some mistakes. Still, we are making mistakes. People are forgiving. So this is how all started. Now we are in COVID times. Still, people are supporting us in a good way. And I'm so grateful for the Santa Fe community.
I see. Yes. So can you explain for our listeners, some who may not know the difference between North India and South? I know that India has many, many cuisines. What are the fundamental things about the cuisine that, that you prepare that's maybe different from like a more common North Indian food that, that we find other places?
The thing is, we have a lot of coconut in south part of India, southern India. And one more thing is, we have a lot of dry roasting ingredients. We use a mortar pestle for a lot of things. Each region has certain styles.
Yes.
It's so broad for North India and South India. North India, they use a lot of like cream, a lot of wheat.
Yes.
And in South India, we use, and then they use paneer in North India. So in South, what we use is a lot of lentils. Lentil, like a sambar is one example. Rasam, and my mom used to make just rice and simple lentils and a little bit of potato puriyal. That's the lunch for us. So each household changes accordingly how they want it. And I grown as a vegetarian, so and that also varies. In South India itself, we have a lot of different cuisines there, like a cuisine in the sense, different styles of cuisine. So what happens is, in Andhra, they used to eat really spicy. Every dish will be a little really spicier than the other four other three states. So Kerala, they use a lot of coconut milk and coconut because they have a lot of coconut. Same thing with Tamil Nadu. Tamil Nadu, in Kerala, they use coconut oil also. That's they use coconut oil, and they have a lot of spices. They grow in their areas. So, for example, and I visited this Ayurvedic place in Kerala. And they given me one chutney. This is just simple coconut chutney I never tasted in my life. So it's called, they called, as a, it goes with kanji. Kanji is like a boiled rice, and a little bit of boiled rice liquid will be there, and they give that chutney on the side. So I asked the cook, and what do you put in this one? Something I never tasted this before. What they said is, they have a lot of nutmeg over there. Outside trees, I see a lot of trees. Nutmeg. What they do is, on the nutmeg, they use the, when it is ripe, they'll change the color. Before ripe, the color of the nutmeg will be green on the outside. They use the green part of the outside to blend with the chutney, with the coconut.
Interesting.
That gives a little bit of sourness and bitterness, and the chutney tastes to a different level. This is one experience I experienced myself.
Yes.
And then I started collecting some nutmegs from there. I saw how that the outer part of the nutmeg has like skin. On the top of the nutmeg, you have one more kind of flower, that is maize. On inside the flower, like you have the seed, that is nutmeg.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
So basically, they're using every part of the nutmeg.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
On the like in Kerala, in that region. So that mesmerizes me. So I cannot go explain what. So I am a South Indian. If I am representing South Indian, I cannot represent Kerala people there unless go through a process like this.
Yes.
Every household will be dries, like they'll be drying in the sun to get that maize out. And the nutmeg out. There will be a small sheets. They will have these two, three things. And then they'll sell it to the traders. So they know how to cook with what they have. So I'm not that, it is complex one. I
yes.
cannot be representing like South India and North India.
Right.
So that's what I want to be honest with you
yes.
regarding that. You know, each household has some tradition for them. Each household will have different little techniques here and there. And sometimes I like neighbor's food than my mom's food. Because my mom's food is I'm eating every day in and day out. And the neighbor's is different one.
Yeah.
So, and there is some places they sell only idli and chutneys. So sometimes I go to the restaurants, just to they will be popular for just idlis and chutneys.
Mm.
Yeah. So they make like 3-4 kinds of chutneys for cooking from her mom and follows what her mom taught her.
Yeah.
So it depends upon every household. But in South India, there is a lot of coconut involved,
yes.
dry spices involved, and that's how I see it.
I see. Thank you for that perspective. That helps me understand Indian cuisine a little bit better.
Yeah.
And what about the dosa? Is the dosa something that's eaten commonly, like in southern India?
A lot of people eat for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It can be different. It is like every household will have the dosa batter or idli batter. Idli batter will be there, so they can make. And it ferments fastly in India. Like it's a tropical weather. You blend it at night, and then it'll be ready by morning, and then it's ready to use it. So there are different styles, different little recipes, but every household will have some batter because they can use at any time. And everyone loves it as well. And when Nelly was there, I used to go to one of the restaurants called Annapurna. Its famous staple dish is dosas. And then me and Nelly will go and enjoy it. And she'll say, "Oh, this is good, that is good, but it's the sambar is not good like yours." That's good to know, but the thing is, I like it. It's like in a daily life, everyone will eat dosas. The masala dosas, or Mysore chutney dosas. Sometimes there'll be like a small dosas, and it'll be like a kind of uttapam. It's like a plain uttapam with the chutneys and sambar. And whole India uses dosas. They eat dosas. A lot of North Indians love their dosas. There was one incident. I did a small catering somewhere in Santa Fe. And who organized the catering was so nervous. And she's a teacher, and they were working for World College thing.
Yes.
And she said, "Oh, our main person, I think he's the main principal, I think." And she said, "He's Indian, and I don't know whether he will like this." So, and his name is Mukil. He came, and he's North Indian. He loved dosas. And I didn't serve dosas at that time. I had connection with him, and then he came to our restaurant when we started the restaurant, and he comes with his wife, and he enjoyed it, and he said, this is one of my favorite dishes. My mom doesn't know how to cook dosas.
Really?
So it's like a lot of North Indians love dosas as well. Yes. So it's simple, easy to digest, and it's good for you.
What about the flavor and this local area? How did people respond? Did you have to change anything, or can you keep the flavor very authentic?
I am keeping pretty much authentic. Mm-hmm. I didn't change anything. Sometimes I myself will come and eat. All I will get is like rice, some sambar, some rasam. I will eat it at home. If I feel happy, I will be so satisfied. If I am not happy, because I cannot, no one can lie to their heart.
Right.
So what I feel like, okay, today I'm going to test this, and I'll be hungry as well. So make some rice. That will sum it up, because dosas will go with a lot of things, but sambar has to be really, really good, and the chutneys has to be good, and rasam has to be good. So actually I didn't change anything, unless if the chilies I get a little bit of different, or sometimes what happens is some people, like my regular people will say, your sambar is like, it's not spicy like before. Then what I can see is the red chili has to, the tempered red chilies has to soak in to the sambar for a little longer. That can extract spice. So some people say that, and we work according to that. And I didn't compromise anything. If my mom and dad is here, they have to enjoy it. And they did visited me here. Every day I will give the rasam to my mom. That's what rasam and sambar they will eat. They will say, this is so good. So that makes me happy.
I'm sure your mom and dad will be your most honest critic of anyone.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I know when they eat, you will be seeing it. I want them to finish their plate. I will see it. And they will tell me exactly what needs to be done, if something needs to be changed. So you have to work, and you have to check each and everything every day.
Yes.
That's sometimes very difficult. And you're working with people, like I work with some good Mexican people. They don't know the ingredients, like fenugreek, urad dal, that's a basic lentil for dosas. And it's hard to teach them. Because they are alien to that ingredients. They never used it but they have used cumin, a lot of spices.
Yes.
But if you use a lot of fenugreek, they're going to get bitter taste.
Yes.
So it's challenging, but it's not impossible.
No.
And yesterday this 3 Indian guys came to the restaurant having food at in the patio. I had time to talk to them, and they said, I am coming to this restaurant since you opened. I have gone to different restaurants, Indian restaurants, but yours is the best. What I'm saying is, it's an honor for me, but immediately puts me in an odd situation. Oh, I have to satisfy these people next time, like how they enjoyed this time.
Yes.
You know, that's the scary part comes to me. You know, it's not about today's thing. I have to be on it every day.
Right.
So that's the dedication you need. And he said the next word is, I see you working hard all the time in the kitchen. And people are watching you.
Yes.
It's not just... it's lot of bases to be covered, and I want to work as long as I'm healthy, and it's that's how you can make this place even better. That's how I want it. If my mom and dad visits next time, it should be even better. What you did here? So I want to make progress. I don't want to stand still. And it's challenging. And when you hear those encouraging words, that lifts you up. And okay, I don't want to be, okay, it's okay, food now, it's okay, people are good, happy, but how I can go to the next level? That is the standards I want to maintain.
Yes.
Even if I'm in the kitchen, even if I'm not in the kitchen, how I can maintain that consistency.
Yes.
You know, so that's what I'm looking forward to give to Santa Fe, because Santa Fe has treated me really, really good. And I'm so honored, and I'm so lucky to be in this situation. At the same time, I want to get only better. That's how I see it.
Yes, yes. Well, I can see it. It's a mixed blessing for you, because the reputation of the restaurant is on your shoulders, right? And so you carry that responsibility yourself, because it's you're at the center, the restaurant, right? But I tell you, anyone I know, any of my friends who mention the Paper Dosa, oh, we're going to the Paper Dosa tonight, it's like a celebration every time we talk about the restaurant, you know. It's the most, you know, it's the look on their faces is just so happy that they're going to your restaurant, you know. And so you've created something very special in our community, you know.
I don't want to be like I want to make them satisfied. It's, I don't know whether I can. That's the question I have to myself.
Right.
And, we will try our best.
Yes.
Yeah.
So far it's working.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Is there anything else? I realize that I've kept you quite a while. Is there anything else you'd like to share with listeners about the restaurant or about the story that we missed from our conversation?
It's like the ongoing support is amazing. Through the COVID times. I thought there was little period we thought we may not make it. Like March, when I came back from India. I gone to India last March and came back in March. This all happened. But I'm so like looking forward to see people in the restaurant back.
Yes.
And I want this pandemic, I don't know how many people, I miss that connection between people and the restaurant industry.
Right.
Because in our restaurant, people can see and interact. We are missing that. Sometimes when we saw in March, April, it's like a graveyard for me. We had so many people coming into the restaurant. All of a sudden, it's completely dead. And it was so sad. Not just for us, just for everyone. That's the meeting place for a lot of people, restaurants. So I'm so grateful, and people are good and thankful for my workers who worked for me in these times, who is still working, who has done this for us. And Santa Fe people, and like you, and a lot of people recommend our restaurant because they believe that they're going to get a good experience. This is the last one small story I want to say and done with it. You know, Yogi T person, his name is Sukhvinder Ji.
Yes. Singh. From the Sikh.
He's one of a big deal here. He comes to our restaurant. Once I met in Whole Foods with my son purchasing some groceries. A day before, on that Sunday, I said, "I'm sorry, yesterday some delay happened to your food because we got slammed. And he said, I'm a North Indian. I don't go to any Indian restaurants, but I come to your restaurant because I don't know how to make your food. Mm-hmm. I love your dosas. And I said, thank you. And he said one more thing. I tell all my friends to go to your restaurant. And then the second thing what I say is, if you don't like it, I will pay for you.
Wow.
So what happens is, when you see day in and day out, plus and minus, I'm so humbled. It's just small. It's simple South Indian cooking. But at the same time, I'm so proud. A lot of kids, like my son's age, like 7-year-olds, they say, one of my favorite food is dosas.
Wow.
That is introduced by paper dosa. So I'm proud of that. So when they grow up, I think they will go to India as well. Sometimes when they go, they can say, oh, we used to have this food, dosas, in Santa Fe too, you know. That puts me in a proud situation. Because of me and my family and my workers, we can give this to our community here. And that makes me happy.
Yes. Well, the happiness goes both ways, of course. You make a happier community with your food as well.
Thank you.
So yes, thank you very much for your work and for your team, everything you're doing.
Thank you.
Can you before we finish, can you please share where people can find you and can get your food if they want to?
We are located across from Trader Joe's, and our address is 551 West Cordova Road, and right next to Maria's on right side. It's paper dosa.
Okay, excellent. I might see you this weekend. It's my wife's birthday. Okay. It's her favorite restaurant. So.
Oh, nice. Thanks, yes, Derek, for your time, and thanks for your interest, and thanks for your support.
Of course, always. I will continue to support paper dosa and you. So.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Yes, thank you, Chef Paul.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Sorry for the dog.
No worries. That's a part of life. I have some too, you can hear.
Yeah, I can hear.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
If you're not yet convinced that you need to get to paper dosa as quickly as possible, then just listen to the words of former San Francisco Chronicle food critic Michael Bauer, who wrote about Chef Paul in a 2011 article on the restaurant Dosa, where he was working at the time. Bauer writes, as Indian restaurants go, the menu is fairly compact, and Chef Paul Raj seems to show his talent on just about every dish. Raj doesn't shy away from the heat that characterizes South Indian dishes. Writing about a corn soup that was on the menu at the time, he writes, at first, all that was apparent was the deceptive sweetness of the corn and the creaminess of the blend. But soon the slow sear began to creep up the tongue, prodding me to take another taste and start the process over again. I really love this description in particular because it reminds me of the journey of flavors that Paul Raj's food imparts really authentically. I find that his food, it's not something you taste all at once. It's something that you can set a timer. 5 seconds, 10 seconds, 15 seconds. You're going on a journey of flavor when you eat the food. Later, Bauer writes about his dosas. All of the dosas here are superb, including the crisp, loosely rolled wafer that hangs over the plate in the masala dosa, or the more pancake-like rolls with peas and paneer. To conclude his article, nationally acclaimed food critic Michael Bauer writes, under Raj, that food is moving toward 3-star status. So please let it be known, we have a 3-star status South Indian chef cooking for us right here in Santa Fe, New Mexico. It is some of the best Indian food I've had in this country. And if you have the means and the opportunity, get to the paper dosa as quickly as possible and order yourself a delightful dosa, and a spicy bowl of sambar. And then DM me to thank me later, because you will not regret it. Thanks for joining us on the first installment of the South Indian episode of Southeast by Southwest podcast. Join us next time, where we will be talking with Chef Bassett of Tikka Spice food truck in Albuquerque, as well as Chef Sanjay of Gayatri Kitchen. Thanks again for joining us for another episode of the Southeast by Southwest podcast. I'm Derek Rugsaken, and if you are interested in hearing more about what we're about, follow us on Instagram at Southeast by Southwest, or send me an email, southeastbysouthwest@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you and hear a little bit more about what you're excited about as regards Asian food in New Mexico, and if there's any other stories you'd like to hear. Thanks, everyone, and have a great week.